Budget constraints at the U.S. Customs Office in Anchorage almost forced the cancellation of Japan Airlines' winter flights to Fairbanks. Fairbanks Convention and Visitors Bureau Tourism Director Colin Lawrence says the flights, which begin December 27th, had been denied permission to land until this week. Lawrence says at issue was the cost of Anchorage-based agents to process the Fairbanks flights.
Seems like it was primarily just a budgetary and staffing issue to accommodate and process a 747 full of visitors. That can be 350 people all at one pop. And while we have the great improved international processing facilities at the Fairbanks International Airport, we still need the bodies to actually be in the booths and do the work.
The issue reached the governor's office, and the U.S. Customs Commissioner agreed to provide the agents for the Japanese Airlines flights. Japan Airlines is increasing the number of winter charters it flies to Fairbanks from 16 to 18. Lawrence says that's encouraging, given the beleaguered state of the airline industry.
Travel industry worldwide is sort of collectively holding its breath about next year and how it's going to shape up to be in terms of the economic situation worldwide. But for us, we're looking to be fairly solid. Right now, the yen is extremely strong against the dollar, so it's a good deal for them.
Lawrence says the JAL flights could bring more than 6,000 visitors to Fairbanks this winter. The passengers are part of packaged tours that run from $1,500 to more than $3,000 for four-night stays. Lawrence says aurora viewing and dog mushing are top draws. The Japanese visitation amounts to several million dollars in local economic impact.